Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an educational consultant located in North Idaho. And today we're going to talk about parent support groups. And I have on the line here Jen Rayo. Jen, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Lon. Nice to be here.
Oh, good. Jen is the executive director of Willows in the Wind. And she'll explain a little bit more about that. And also on the line, I have Carrie and Carrie Weatherhead. Carrie, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here, Lon.
And she's the sort of director or executive or something for Saving Teens Crisis, Teens in Crisis Collaborative. So we're going to talk about parent support groups, and the two organizations are working together and developing a specific parent support group. But first, let's get a little short definition of or explanation of what each of you do. So Jen, what is Willows in the Wind?
Willows in the Wind is a nonprofit located in Northern California. We are 8 years old this year, and we work with parents that have teens in residential care or are thinking about placing teens or adolescents in residential care. We hold parent support groups in the Bay Area. We have two monthly, and we provide lots of resources, and mostly we provide a lot of comfort and a forum for parents to come and really talk about the issues surrounding residential care.
Okay, even though you're in the Bay Area, you work with parents nationwide?
Yes, we do. We get calls from all over the nation.
Okay. Now, Carrie, tell me a little bit now, as a disclosure, I'm on the board, so I know a little bit about it, but for the record, Carrie, would you explain Saving Teens?
Saving Teens is a nonprofit that provides services to families who are moving their way towards therapeutic care or wilderness programs. We provide scholarship money, but also provide partnerships with programs that give discounts for programming and educational consultants so that a family who's unable to afford residential care might be able to through our services. And because we're a national program, we thought that we come across so many families who are so isolated that we would try to develop tools for connecting those parents with other parents who are going through similar things or have gone through similar things.
Okay, so there's a collaboration here and developing that parent support. So could you tell me a little bit more, Jen, about the collaboration?
Yes, we got together because we felt that there was a real need nationally to have parents be able to come to a place where they can learn more about this industry. The biggest reasons of putting this together was to really mitigate the isolation that so many parents feel when they really don't know where to go or who to talk to. Being able to have a mentoring program where they can actually talk to another parent who's been through the process, of course, provides comfort. And imparting a message to them that there really is a choice, that they have choices, that they don't have to stay in this very difficult situation. So we decided to get together and put together a program which would be on the phone, which would actually pair parents up that have been through the process and want to be a mentor with parents that are just starting this journey and need a mentor. And so Carrie and I have been working together to put this program together. And we are in the throes right now of really starting to match up mentors with mentees. And so far it's working out beautifully.
Well, that's one thing that's really important. And all the time I've been working with this network for 25 years. And the isolation, most parents, even if they're in a metropolitan center where there's a lot of parent support group going on, they start off with a feeling like, I'm the only one with this, and there's a bit of shame going along with that. So you would recommend if a parent's listening to this and has some questions or wants to reach out, they should call you, and you could either help them or direct them to some place or maybe get them involved with the mentoring with Saving Teens or something like that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how far into this are you guys? Jen, you want to continue?
We have about 20 mentors thus far that Carrie has screened. We're putting together the infrastructure now of exactly, you know, how it needs to roll as far as waivers that need to be signed, the general paperwork that needs to be filled out and the information that we need from a parent before a mentor even contacts them. So right now we're doing a lot of screening. We've just actually paired up our first set of parents, and we have a few more mentees that are interested in being paired up, so we're in the process of doing that right now. So it's all kind of a pilot program. We're very excited about it. We think once parents find out that this is available and that they really have a resource and a place to come to really talk to another parent who's been through this process, we're probably going to get inundated with calls. But, you know, right now it's just starting. We need to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. What should a parent, if they are interested and want to call, what should they be prepared for? Because I know that oftentimes I've run into parents, they call up and say, well, I've got a kid with a problem. Here's my insurance number. Find a program for me and let me know what happens. They don't want to take any responsibility for it. So that's probably the first thing, is they want to be actively involved in helping their child out. What else might they need, and what do you think of that?
Carrie has developed... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Carrie.
We're looking for families who are really scared and don't know what their next steps are and aren't quite sure where to turn, and aren't quite sure even if they're ready to make the decision yet, because we'd love to be able to partner them with families who have already been through the process or are currently in the process so that they have somebody safe that they can talk to deal with all the emotional things that come with placing their child in a wilderness program or a therapeutic boarding school.
Okay, so the message is, parents, if you have a kid that you're getting scared for, call one of these ladies, and that might be a first step, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we're just about running out of time, so Jan, do you want to tell us how somebody might get in touch with you? Your phone number, website, stuff like that.
They can certainly contact me through the website, which is jrayo@willowsandthewind.com. I also don't mind them having my phone number, which is 650-868-1988. They can contact myself. They can contact Carrie. We do have a questionnaire that they can fill out that we will send to them to see exactly where they are in the decision process, and then we will match them up with the appropriate mentor that we think would be a good match for them.
Okay, so I imagine the first step is the parent just needs an understanding voice, and you provide that as the first step, and then you go through the rest of it, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Carrie, would you talk about how, if they wanted to get in touch with Saving Teens, how they might do that?
Yep, if you want to get in touch with this program through Saving Teens, or if you want to learn more about Saving Teens and our services, you can reach us at www.savingteens.org, and to link to the parent support group, you can go to the Need Help section of the website where there's a link for the parent support, and you can reach me at 617-605-5827.
Okay, well, that's about the time that we have, and this is Lon Woodbury, and I've been talking with Jan Rayo, the Executive Director of Willows in the Wind, and Carrie Weatherhead, administrator for Saving Teens, and we've been talking about growing a parent support group and this one particular parent support group that they're doing for all of, you know, it's available to all parents throughout the country. Well, thank you very much, Carrie. Thank you for spending your time this sunny afternoon for us here in Idaho.
Thanks.
Sunny and snowy in Boston.
Okay, well,
very cold.
We keep hearing about, what, 4 storms and you got a 5th one on the way or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jan, for joining us. And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report.